Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the massive earthquake that shook the Republican establishment when Eric Cantor became the first sitting House Majority Leader to lose in a primary since, well, ever. In terms of wake-up calls for GOP incumbents, it's the equivalent of having your alarm clock replaced by a battalion of taiko drummers in the hold of a container ship, with Marshall amps pinning the red and the reverb switched to infinity sustain. GOP insiders offered up many theories for Cantor's shocking upset: bad polling, lost touch with his base, low voter turnout, Democrats in an open primary didn't get as many votes as the other guy, the approaching El Nino. But the real problem is the former darling of the Tea Party was at first very, very Tea Party, but now not Tea Party enough. Classic case of feeding the beast that winds up eating you. Kind of a Siegfried and Roy thing. Eric Cantor the Rhino, which is like saying Colonel Sanders the Vegan. The man who would be Speaker lost his 7th District Virginia congressional seat to Dave Brat, a doctor who teaches economics at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia, 92 miles from the U.S. Capitol, and who in November's general election will face a Democrat named Jack Trammell, a doctor who teaches sociology at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia, 92 miles from the U.S. Capitol. Guess you could call their upcoming debates a partial Randolph-Macon College faculty retreat. The New York Times calculated that Cantor spent more money at steakhouses than Brat spent on his whole campaign. And the irony is now all he's eating is crow. Who knows what the future holds for John Boehner's former right-hand man? Cantor could become a lobbyist or a consultant. He might even want to write a paper on climate change. After all, he could provide a first-hand eyewitness account of hell freezing over. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.